Living in Manna, number 23, No One Else Matters. During the time that the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir Kagan HaKohen, was compiling his Mishnah Berurah, his work teaching many of the laws of practical daily living, he learned together with his son-in-law. At one point, they spent 3 entire days working to resolve a certain issue. Finally, when they resolved it, the Chofetz Chaim wrote the ruling in the book, and it comprised all of 2 lines. His son-in-law turned to him and said, "Once the Mishnah Berurah is printed and Jews around the world will be studying it, will anyone appreciate the amount of time and effort you exerted in these 2 lines? They're going to read it in 30 seconds and then move on." The Chofetz Chaim responded with a story. At one point when he was younger, during the reign of the Tsar, the Chofetz Chaim was in Siberia. He saw hundreds of people laying the tracks for the Tsar's railroad. It was back-breaking labor performed under the harshest weather conditions. The laborers literally put their blood, sweat, and tears into the project. While he was there, the Chofetz Chaim saw a father and son working together and overheard the son ask his father, "Dad, thousands of people are going to ride this railroad. Will any of them realize how much back-breaking work went into it?" The father answered, "It doesn't matter what people will think or not think, or what they'll know or not know. We work for just one reason, for one purpose, to fulfill the command of the Tsar. He's our leader, he's our father, he's the one who protects our country, and he asks us to build a railroad. That's all that counts." It's the same thing here, the Chofetz Chaim told his son-in-law. The master of the world is our king. It doesn't matter if anyone else recognizes or appreciates our efforts. We're working for Hashem, and we'll do the job to the best of our ability. People work very hard in life, and most are underappreciated. A husband wakes up early every morning, he travels quite a distance, and works long hours to provide for his family. A wife might spend her entire day tending to the house and caring for her children. Both are underappreciated. The Torah work Chovos HaLevavos teaches us in the chapter Shara Bitachon that we don't care for our families in order to be appreciated or so we can exert our control over them. Rather, we do so to fulfill Hashem's command via Ahavta Re'echa Kamocha, love your fellow as yourself. We have only one boss in life. The good news is that he recognizes not only our physical efforts but also the mental effort we invest in fulfilling his will. Whenever we perform an act of kindness for another person, we do so not only to help that person, but also because Hashem commanded us to act kindly. Sometimes a person makes sheva brachas to celebrate the marriage of a newlywed couple, spending days cooking and arranging, and the couple arrives late, leaves early, and doesn't even say thank you. And the person thinks to herself, "I worked so hard, yet they didn't even appreciate what I did." This person needs to know that she doesn't have to worry. She worked for Hashem, fulfilling his command, and he appreciates every ounce of effort that was put in. Some people work for chesed organizations that do acts of kindness, spending hours on the phone, taking precious time away from their jobs and personal lives, yet no one has any idea of how much work they do. This shouldn't bother them one bit. We don't work for people, and we don't work to be noticed or appreciated. We work in order to fulfill the will of Hashem, to live according to his mitzvahs. We, of course, are the ones who benefit from this. But nonetheless, he appreciates every ounce of effort that we exert.